Planting native trees and shrubs in your yard is good for the environment, but just how many native plants do you need? A new study examined yards all over the D.C. region and came up with a specific proportion required to support native wildlife. WAMU Environment reporter Jacob Fenston has the story.
Fernanda Fisher is standing outside her house in Arlington watching for chickadees and listening for their distinctive call. Chickadees are one of her favorite birds she spots here.
I mean, they're black and white and they're easy to identify and they're just really, I don't know if a bird can be, I think that chickadees are very personable birds.
Fisher and her yard were recently part of a multi-year study looking at how well chickadees were able to reproduce and thrive depending on the presence or lack of native vegetation. It has implications not just for these small birds, but for other wild animals too.
So one of our nest boxes was behind this witch hazel.
Researchers brought two empty nest boxes, one here in the front yard, another in the backyard. Fisher's job was to watch the boxes, report if and when chickadees started making nests in them, and track their progress. Did they lay eggs? Did the eggs hatch? Did the chickadee chicks survive?
I'm like a scientist. I guess I'm a, a house scientist, I guess.
The study, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, was the brainchild of Desiree Narango. It was part of her PhD.
I joke that the majority of my PhD was actually me just being a plant nerd, going around in people's yards and counting and identifying all the different plants.
She and her colleagues tracked chickadee nests in 159 yards throughout the D.C. area. In each of those yards, they identified and counted every single tree and shrub.
Every time we would go into a new neighborhood, we would find new plants that we needed to learn.
Many of them are invasive species from Asia or Europe. Narango found that for chickadees to survive and produce enough young, there needs to be a lot of native foliage. Less than 70% natives and chickadees can't survive. Why? It has to do with the bugs chickadees like to eat. Pete Mara is director of the Smithsonian Migratory Bird Center and a co-author on the study.
When you plant a Japanese maple or you plant a crepe myrtle or you plant a pear tree or whatever it happens to be, those species didn't evolve here. So they don't have these insects that also are specialized on them and are produced there.
To a homeowner or landscaper, those insects can be pests, caterpillars chewing holes in your leaves. But to chickadees and other insectivorous birds, they are a scrumptious buffet. Mara says while the study only looked specifically at chickadees, the results apply to other species. As we humans expand our territory, all sorts of birds have been suffering.
We're seeing 50% of our species that are experiencing significant declines just in the last 40 or 50 years.
This study shows a small way individual homeowners can help reverse that one yard at a time. Desiree Narango says that magic number, 70%, gives gardeners a goal to shoot for.
It's one thing to say, urban areas are terrible and they are poor habitat for wildlife. And it's another thing to ask a question, what can we do to actually make them better?
Back in Fernanda Fisher's yard in Arlington, she shows me some of the native plants outside her house, a huge American holly, a towering black walnut.
It's the one that has... looks like it's dead, but it's just the end of the season.
When she was participating in the study, her yard had 5 chickadee nests in 1 year. She says she likes the idea that her little plot of land can be good habitat for more than just humans.
We weren't here first. These animals and birds were here first.
And she says there are plenty of beautiful plants native to the area to choose from. For WAMU, I'm Jacob Fenston.